بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، Allah has taken us through Ramadan. Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, went very fast for us. All over the world, this month went very fast. But we see in Ramadan, it's very easy for us to maintain our amal. It's very easy for us to maintain our good deeds. Allah has made Ramadan such that it's very easy for us to abstain from sins. Why? This is a blessed month. In this month, our rewards are multiplied. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies the amount of rewards we receive in this holy month. Also, Shaitan is locked away. Shaitan is locked away. His influence is locked away. It's just us and our nafs, us and our desires, us and our thoughts. And in this blessed month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the doors of mercy, that it is easy for us to acquire forgiveness for our sins. This is why we find there is so much blessing in the month of Ramadan. It is so easy for us to do the amals and do the good deeds. But when, as soon as Ramadan finishes, that it becomes now difficult, because that blessing has gone. Because that blessing has gone. Shaitan has now been released. Shaitan has now been released. Those multiplication of rewards that we are getting has now ended. Those multiplication of rewards that we were receiving has now ended. So now it becomes more and more difficult for us to act upon the goodness and the teachings of Islam. This is why we see after Ramadan that those people who are doing good in Ramadan, including ourselves, Our good actions, they start to drop. We cannot compete with ourselves of who we were in Ramadan, but we have to make an effort to be better Muslims. This is why in Ramadan we are meant to recharge. We are meant to recharge. We are meant to clean our hearts. We are meant to work out our problems, work out our issues, spot our mistakes and change them. And now that this month has finished and this month is over, now in these coming months, between now and next Ramadan again, we need to try and pull away from sins and increase the amount of zikr we are doing, increase the amount of ibadah we are doing, increase the amount of worship that we are doing. So, one, that we receive the nur, and not only receive the nur, by refraining from sins, we maintain the nur in our hearts. It is the nur that guides us towards good. We should pray our salah on time. We have five times salah. Think of our heart as a battery. We have five times salah. We have five times salah. This is like the juice we are drinking. We are feeding ourselves. We are feeding ourselves with the nur. We are feeding ourselves with the nur. And once we start delaying this salah, what happens? We start becoming lazy. Why? Now our heart is depleted of that good energy. Our heart has been depleted of that good energy. Apart from this, we have istighfar, the zikr of la ilaha illallah, the durood sharif, and all the other amals, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the nafil salawat, all these things, that when we do these things, they add nur into our hearts and they fuel us towards good deeds. And eventually our hearts will be pulling us towards good. It will be our hearts reminding us that now is time for ishraq, now is time for awabin. You did not do istighfar today, you did not pray Quran today. Why? Because now when the nur comes into our hearts and we start doing good deeds, our hearts will want goodness, our hearts will crave goodness. Our hearts will want goodness, our hearts will crave good deeds, our hearts will remind us, do this and do that. When we move closer to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moves even closer to us. How does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala move even closer to us? By giving us the ability to do good. By giving us the ability to do good. It is not in our ability to do good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is letting us do good deeds. It's just like when you are friends with someone who is rich. When you are friends with someone who is rich, or you have a really good friend and you help him, then he helps you. When you go to a job meeting, he might call that person and say, this person is coming. He's my guy. He's my friend. He's a very good friend of mine. Make sure you give him the job. We may not even know that our close friend has made that phone call. Now we get that job thinking we got it only through our effort, but behind the scenes is our friend who had the influence. This is the same. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He's happy with us, He opens the doors for us to acquire more good deeds. He opens the door for us to do more good, to worship Him, to earn more rewards. And this is all about toning the heart. This is all about toning the heart towards good. This is all about toning the heart towards good. This is why we should look forward to those times of salah, that now is salah time. Let us pray salah. Let us pray salah on time. Between salah and salah, our sins are forgiven. Between Jummah and Jummah, our sins are forgiven. So we will start hunting. What sunnah can we bring into my life? What wrong am I doing in my life? Let me try and remove these misdeeds from my life. Let me try and bring more good deeds into my life. Because now these misdeeds are now like erosion. They are now like erosion. They are like poison. Because when I do good, these misdeeds are poisoning my heart. They are poisoning. They cannot deplete the good deeds, but now they are poisoning my heart and they are removing the nur that is there. So I need to maintain the nur that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is giving me. For this, my dear respected brothers and sisters, we have to make an effort. We have to open our minds and understand what our purpose is in life. Our main purpose, our first purpose and our main purpose that we were created for is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ This is our main purpose. Throughout this purpose, while we are fulfilling this purpose, we may do other activities in our lives, but we have to make sure that those other activities do not constrain us, do not remove us from our main purpose. If we are not fulfilling our main purpose, then we will start to go off track. The ahkam in Islam, they are not only for worship. The ahkam, the laws in Islam, is to maintain our hearts in such a manner that we find it easier to worship Allah, to keep us not only healthy, but spiritually healthy also, so that it becomes easier for us to pray our salah. Our heart is there, we pray our salah. It becomes easier to call towards Islam. It becomes easier to call people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why at times we find, I don't want to pray namaz. Why? Because that darkness has entered our hearts. Some sort of darkness, some sort of evil, some sin that we did that we may not even realize, some ghibat that we may have done, some slander that we may have done, something we may have seen that we should not have seen. Now that darkness slowly starts entering our hearts. And shaitan is making life even more difficult for us. How? But he is bringing sins around us. He knows that it might be difficult to stop us from praying salah. So he will let us pray salah. So we think, alhamdulillah, I am praying salah. But now what he will do, he will bring all these sins and start squashing us. So now our salah is just a salah by name. Our salah becomes a salah by name. And everything else we are doing is occupied in sin, is occupied in mischief, is occupied in evil. We need to wake up. We need to wake up our minds. We need to open our hearts. And we need to start doing dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, guide us to your deen. Guide us to those who can benefit us. Alhamdulillah, there are many people out there that can benefit us. But one person who can benefit me may not be able to benefit you. Maybe my mentality and his mentality is different. Or maybe your mentality and his mentality is different. So we have to, even when we are seeking people to guide us, we have to have people who can understand us. Everybody is different. We have to find people who can understand what we are saying. They can understand our situation. Many times we may go to the wrong person who may not have the experience to understand our situation. And then we lose hope. We become despondent. We lose hope. No. We need to pick ourselves up and keep trying. We need to pick ourselves up and keep moving no matter what happens. No matter What happens? A friend of mine spoke to me a few weeks ago, and he said that I'm in so much problems. I've been cheated in business. I was doing everything right, but I was cheated in business. Why is it that that person, he's been blessed and he's a cheater? But me, I've been doing everything right, but I've lost everything. So I told him, from my side, little experience that I have, I advise him that stop looking at dunya as a blessing. Stop looking at dunya as a blessing. The dunya is nothing. The dunya is nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you with the lesson that you received. Stop looking, do shukr. That jazakallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed you that these people were cheating you. Move away from them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed you that these people are con men. Do shukr of what you have. If we start looking at dunya as a blessing, when we don't have dunya, we will think we have nothing. When we don't have dunya, we will say, I don't have anything. Why? Because we are looking at dunya as the blessing. We are looking at dunya as our reward. We think that having something in dunya makes us something. It means I am successful. It means I am somebody. But this dunya means nothing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he showed us that with his actions. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us that this dunya is nothing. So we have to bring that understanding into our hearts, that realization, that understanding into our minds, that success does not mean that you attain dunya. Success does not mean that you have your own house, or you are able to own your own house, or that you have a car. Success is that we have our iman. Success is that we have our iman. Success is that we are able to pray our salah. Success is that we are able to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what success is. Material success is zero. No matter how small of a material success we have, it is still zero. It will count for nothing on the day of Qiyamah. It will count for nothing on the day of Qiyamah. So we, as Muslims, we have to always make sure and check ourselves. Every day have a habit of checking. What did I do today? What did I do today? Did I follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Did I follow? What wrongs did I do? Did I hurt anybody? Is there someone that I may have backbitten? Is there someone I may have hurt? Did I say the wrong thing to someone? And sometimes also, if we are married, we can ask our spouse, oh, what did I do wrong? Do you know what I did wrong today? Did I do anything wrong? Have you seen me do anything wrong today? Be open-minded. Be open with the people around you, the people close to you, because they are the ones that can spot our mistakes. But they will not tell us, because they will think if I tell them, they'll be offended. I am not perfect myself. How can I tell that person that they are making a mistake? And sometimes when people don't tell us for this reason, we keep making that mistake and making that mistake for life, long time. So we have to always talk to the people around us, approach the ulama, speak to the ulama, ask them, I'm doing this. Am I doing this correctly? Is this the correct manner that I should do this? What is your mashwara? What is your guidelines? What is your advice? And in this manner, we will learn our errors, we will learn our mistakes, and we will learn what we are doing wrong. Sometimes we might even think, sometimes in our own profession, we may be a businessman, some people are architects, some people are lawyers, some people are doctors, whatever we may be, sometimes we think, that's it, I'm right. And we've convinced ourselves, our minds, that that's it, I'm right. If anyone comes and tells us that, no, this is incorrect, we will not accept it. We will not accept it. When it comes to our deen, we should not close our doors. We should not close our mind. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will send someone to us, may it be a brother, may it be our sister, may it be our parents, and they will tell us, this is incorrect. Do it this way. But because we have closed our mind, we will not research what they are saying. We will not listen to what they are saying. We will not pay attention to what they are informing us. And we will keep going in the wrong direction. So alhamdulillah, this is our first live stream after Ramadan. And inshallah, hopefully we will keep doing the Wednesday Hayat al-Sahaba. And inshallah, if Allah wills, we will add more classes, because you know it's important to learn fiqh. So we are thinking of, you know, how to pray salah, explaining how to pray salah, explaining these different things. Inshallah, we are thinking of having one class. And the good thing is that the recording will stay there, so people can come and they can listen to those recordings. So we may start doing that. Inshallah, we have the niyat. Inshallah, inshallah, you do dua as well. Inshallah, that we are able to do this. We make the intention, but it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that fulfills our intention. We should all make good intentions, because even if we don't carry that action out, we are already rewarded. We are already rewarded. So make the intention that inshallah, every Wednesday, we will attend these live streams, and we will listen to the Hayatul Sahaba. And we will also listen to the joining the other classes. And inshallah, we will listen to the other classes that may start. And this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us. We are in need of these rewards. We are, every little will count on the Day of Judgment. Every little will count on the Day of Judgment. When we go on the Day of Judgment, our books of deeds will be brought onto the scales. And so many sins will be on one side. Why? Because there's so many sins happening around us that we don't even realize. We are entangled in this dunya, so much so that even if we are going out, it's difficult not to sin. You turn on your phone, it's difficult that we will not fall in sin. So this is why we are not perfect. We are not perfect people, but we can be better Muslims. We can be, each and every one of us, if we look into our hearts and say, yes, I can be a better person. I can do this differently. I can do this differently. But remember, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will allow us to change. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will allow us to be better Muslims. We think that it is only our effort, but it is the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why we must keep turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we learn this from the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We learn this from the life of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. We learn this from the lives of our pious predecessors. 100 years ago, 200 years ago, through their experience, through what they did and what they learned, we are also learning. This is why we read the stories of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Because there is a lesson in these stories. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, read the Quran, read the stories of the Anbiya al-Islam. There is a lesson in these, how people denied the invitation to Islam, in what manner they denied it, and how now Shaitan is creating that illusion for us as well. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide you also. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us closer to Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the realization of our mistakes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to do more and more good deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to take steps closer to Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring good deeds into our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove the bad deeds from our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove those people in our lives who are pushing us towards bad deeds. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.